following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a BetMGM Friday on the Michigan Sports Network. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now and use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to win free bets. That's bonus code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up right now. New customer offer paid in free bets. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 for free bets. That's SHEPBET100. Sign up now.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on the only show willing to tell like it is. Also, we're the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show heard on 19 incredible radio stations. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly is producing this show. Stellar job. One of the best weeks of his nearly 4 years in lockdown on the Huge Radio Network. You do good work, Superfly. Don't take everything so serious, okay? MLB trade deadline. Reports now have the Cubs sending Bryant to the Giants. Javi Baez going to the Mets? Wow. There's some crazy stuff going on. National Starling Castro suspended 30 games for violating MLB domestic violence policy released by the Nationals. Phillies surprised everybody, added Kyle Gibson. You had Scherzer going from the Nats to the Dodgers. Nats are selling off. Dodgers just won another World Series. Cubs are selling off. It's crazy. Man, we had the Westbrook from Washington to the Lakers, and now you got the big three with LeBron and AD. Last night gave me anxiety. There was so much happening in sports, and I'm on at Huge Show, The Huge Show on Facebook, at Huge Show on Twitter. I'm watching the draft. You got the Liversing, the Garza. Cade Cunningham is awesome. That was a crazy night. It really was. Tigers look good against Baltimore. Miggy's getting closer to 500. That was just like, until I went to bed like 2 in the morning. Rizzo goes from the Cubs to the Yankees. Schwarber is with the Red Sox now. Blue Jays get Jose Berrios. Cubs trade their all-star closer to their Southtown rivals, Kimbrel. That never happens on the north side to the south side. Now, Daniel Norris traded from the Tigers to the Brewers, but like I, you know, sent a quote tweet out, the Evan Petzold story from the Free Press said, it's no big deal. They're not going to win or be a playoff team this year, and Norris isn't part of the future. In return, they got a right-handed pitcher by the name of Reese Olson. So the Cubs got second baseman Nick Madrigal and right-hander Cody Hewer in the deal for all-star closer Craig Kimbrel. Just goes from the north side to the south side of Chicago. But Washington was just selling off. Javi Baez and Trevor Williams from the Cubs, they pick up outfielder Pete Crow Armstrong. And Philly's got Kyle Gibson, Ian Kennedy for Spencer Howard. And the Giants have acquired Chris Bryant from the Cubs. And they got anybody left in Chicago to play? Atlanta acquired Eddie Rosario. Pablo Sandoval ends up in Cleveland. So these are some of the deals that are coming out today. MLB trade deadline deals. And Max Scherzer going to Los Angeles. Wow, it's over. They won the World Series. It's done. Dodgers get another one. Okay? It's done. Complete finito. Let's go to Dwayne in Bay City listening on 100.9 FM. You're on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Okay. What is up, Big B and GR?
What's happening, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to say before I get into the draft that I'm saying the Lions are going to be the first Detroit team to make noise and make the playoffs on Campbell's first year. I'm sticking to that, Bill, okay? And as far as the draft goes, Bill, Detroit hit a home run, man. First of all, getting Kay Cunningham, that was the obvious and the right choice. But then you get Luka Garza, the player of the year in the Big Ten, which for me, I think he plays like Jokic. His game is kind of like Jokic. He's slow, but he has skill. And I think he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder, Bill, because of how low he went in the draft. I think he should have went higher, but I think he's going to play with more of an edge. And then to get Livers, keep him in Michigan, I mean, Detroit knocked this one out of the park, and I think the Pistons are up on the upswing, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, D. In Bay City, listening on the historic affiliate, 100.9 FM, heard in Midland, Bay City, Saginaw, and even in Beaverton. When I was over there at the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, I had a whole group of people from Beaverton who said, we love your show. So thank you, Beaverton, for being a part of the Huge Radio Network.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State University.
So the Pistons do not have any surprise. You see Cade sharing that moment with his parents. His daughter said earlier this week his daughter might not remember all of this, but she'll look back on it someday and understand the gravity of this moment. His daughter named Riley, you've already introduced yourselves to her tonight. A mature guy. He's been a terrific leader in the Oklahoma State program. He started a vegan diet while in high school, and it shows a little bit to the discipline that he has. He's the only player in Oklahoma State history to be named first team All-American. Remember, the Cowboys have a rich and storied basketball heritage there, and Cunningham was a guy that the better the competition, the better he played. The scoring average went up against top 10 teams. Other times he would make sure that he gets his teammates involved there. Unselfish guy. He will not have to change hats. We might see some guys by the end of the night to change hats. This hat is going to stay on his head. The embrace with Adam Silver, Cade Cunningham to the Pistons.
And Cade has really the upside of a Luka Doncic, okay? When you talk about these 6'8" playmakers, that's what every NBA team is looking for. And I think his floor is a Chris Middleton type. And it starts with his ability to get to that step back move. I mean, that's the most lethal move in the NBA. He's already got that. He can pass off the dribble with his right hand, with his left hand. And we've seen Luka Doncic just torture opponents with that step back move. Has the size to see over the top and pick and roll. I think we're going to see a lot of that from Cade Cunningham with NBA talent around him. And then the versatility. He can be a catch and shoot guy. He can operate out of the mid post if you need a bucket there with the shimmy move and the step back going right. That's why he reminds me of Chris Middleton. He can play with other stars in that late game clutch gene when it matters most. We saw that all NBA finals with Chris Middleton. Doncic has that. Cunningham has that. that this kid is built for the NBA game.
And a better defender than the comparisons. When you say better defender than Doncic, better defender than Middleton?
No question. He's longer. He's got the 7'2 wingspan, good feet. He's intense. I think he's a complete player.
Pistons haven't drafted anyone who became an all-star for them since Andre Drummond in 2012. Middleton became an all-star, but not for the Pistons. Rockets are on the clock right now, but let's check in with Malika Andrews, who spoke with the number one overall pick.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Cade, you going number one certainly was the consensus, but this is something that you've been dreaming of since you were a child. How does it feel?
It's still crazy to be in the moment. Like, words can't really explain the emotions, you know what I'm saying? It's everybody's so happy. My family's all here. You know, to be able to spend this moment with them, it's a blessing.
You've said that your mom, your dad, your daughter, they push you to strive. And if you strive, you'll achieve. What does it mean to share this achievement with them?
I mean, it means everything. Like, I know my name was the first name called, but, you know, I didn't do this by myself. You know, I feel like I have a number one pick family, honestly. You know, I have a blessed, you know, supporting system. I can't even talk right now. I got so many emotions going on. I'm just so happy to be here, and, you know, I'm ready to see what I can do on the next level.
You achieved a dream tonight, and you're getting to share it with your daughter, Riley. What do you want that to model for her?
You know, I just want to show her what hard work does. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, I want her to grow up and hear, you know, what her dad has done before her, and for her to see, you know, what hard work really can give you in life. So, I mean, she's my biggest motivation. She's taught me way more than I could ever teach her, but, you know, I think this is a good step for me.
You're headed to Detroit, the Motor City. What do we think of the nickname Motorcade? Can we get that going?
Yeah, I love it. And shout out, hold on, shout out Detroit. Shout out Detroit. I got to buff up, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Detroit.
Oh, you're ready.
I'm buffed up now. Which camera I'm looking at? I'm in this one.
Yeah, you're in this one right here.
Detroit, I'm all the way in. Detroit Pistons, I'm all the way in. Let's do it.
Congratulations, Cade.
Ryan Field used to work for Bally Sports Detroit. Was roaming the sidelines, dressed to the nines back in the day when the Pistons were winning titles. Now he's in Detroit, ABC TV7, I think it is. Is it TV7? Now you're in New York City, left Detroit. Is it TV7, Ryan?
Yeah, ABC 7 here in New York.
I got it, man. I know you're big time there in NYC. You were all over the Pistons draft last night. And, man, when you look at Cunningham and Livers and Garza, they got guys that can contribute right away. They got older guys in terms of Garza, a younger superstar in the making in Cunningham, and then Livers continues to play basketball just in the state of Michigan as his base. Amazing night for the franchise.
It was an amazing night for the franchise, and if you're a Pistons fan, you have so many reasons to be excited for the first time in a long time. And for a guy like myself that grew up rooting for this team since I was six years old and had a chance to cover them as well for several years, I was all smiles last night. And I think, you know, I agree with Jay Billis and Kendrick Perkins. I mean, the Pistons won the draft just by drafting Cade Cunningham. I mean, once they won the lottery, they were automatically the big winners on draft night. And then to your point, you get two senior playmakers in Isaiah Livers and Luke Garza, who was the consensus player of the year, and you get him at 52 is a no-brainer, not to mention the fact that the guy's lost 30 pounds, and they're hoping he can be a much better defensive presence than he's given credit for. But the guy can score inside and outside. And they've added a couple nice pieces. And then Cunningham is obviously all he's billed to be, going to be an all-star player, hopefully a superstar player. And the franchise is in good hands for the first time in a long time.
How far away are they, Ryan? Looking at this team, because I was going through the potential lineup, Killian Hayes and Cade, and you have Bay and Grant and Stewart, and you'll get guys like Garza and Livers off the bench. And, you know, I think you'll get more mid-level veterans who will stick around. They have a young foundation that I haven't seen in the NBA in a while. It's pretty cool to witness from a distance.
Yeah, it is. It's great. So many players 22 and under, and you look at that starting five with Killian and Cade sliding next to him, with Sadiq Bey and Jeremy Grant, who's the elder statesman at 26, and then Isaiah Stewart in the middle. I mean, you got a starting five that you can build around here for the next several years, and that's where their timeline is projecting towards. They're going to have a boatload of cap space next summer when Blake Griffin's deal finally comes off the books. They cleared up some cap space in the Mason Plumlee deal last night, which I thought was a shrewd move on their part. So, look, they're going to have a ton of flexibility. They're going to have playmakers. They're going to have optimism. And it's just been so long since we've been able to say that. I mean, it was kind of a rudderless ship for so long there under the SVG era. And now there's finally a direction. And kudos to Troy Weaver for coming in and doing a whole lot in a very short amount of time.
Ryan Field, ABC TV 7, New York City, not Detroit. He's big time. Number one market. Dude has a wardrobe allowance that's upwards of seven figures because he's in the Big Apple talking Pistons. And it's not only the Pistons where there's this energy right now here in Michigan. And I do the statewide show and the draft last night and Casey Mize and the Tigers and the way they just won't quit. And you're looking at what Stevie Y's doing with the Wings and the start of training camp this week with Campbell and the Lions. We've never had all the teams good at once ever in Michigan in my life while I've been here.
Well, and let's hope that's going to be the case here real soon, because let's be honest, even as a guy, I've been gone now 8 years, as crazy as that is to say, but a guy who's followed Detroit sports very closely as something that's near and dear to my heart, it's been tough. I mean, the last 5-6 years have been absolutely brutal. You're on the show hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to find things to talk about, and it's got to be tough. And now you've got so many promise with all four teams. I mean, the Lions, I guess the jury is still out, but I like Brad Holmes. I like Dan Campbell. I don't know that they had a tremendous offseason in terms of free agency and adding pieces to the puzzle, but at least they too finally seem to have a direction in place, and it's a much more positive one coming off the Quinn Patricia era. So it's exciting times, man, and if anybody deserves that, it's the city of Detroit. It's been a long time coming, and to your point, wouldn't that be something if all four teams are in the playoffs in the same year and making all kind of noise, the city will be on fire.
Oh, my Lord. Could you imagine if everybody, like, just you're around? It's kind of like, you know, when the Patriots were going and the Bruins and the Red Sox, and you're, like, thinking, you know, we've had the Pistons and Wings take us into deep June, and the Tigers were just, it's close to see how it all transpired, but the Lions had that run there with Calvin Johnson, Sue, and Stafford, but you know, you didn't win playoff games. I not only get there now, have four teams in the Motor City that all have deep playoff runs in the same year, not just year, plural years.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. I mean, the timeline is lining up perfectly when you talk about the young players in the mix, especially for the Wings, Pistons, and Tigers. I think the Tigers and Pistons are a little bit further ahead than the Red Wings, but Steve Yzerman is not too far behind in what he's doing. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about here, you're going to watch this foundation, if you will, grow over the next 2, 3, 4 years. And by 2020, I know it seems, you know, so far away, but it's going to be here before we know it by 2024, 2025. If all these teams are, you know, quote unquote championship contenders, I mean, that's just going to be incredible to watch all of that unfold. And gosh, maybe I'll just have to come back and get a job in Detroit at that point. That might be too good to pass up.
It will be too good to pass up. I don't even want to publicly discuss what the pay cut would be.
Well, you know, sometimes it's more about the passion for your job.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you're covering all your favorite teams, money's no object at that point.
All right, it's not Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve every day of the year, okay?
I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, when you come home for the family and you fly in, you're like, oh, it's going so good to see you, man. I miss this place. You know you're out in 48 hours, okay? Ryan Field, ABC TV 7, New York City. I heard a siren in New York. That's rare. He's joining us on the Huge Show across Michigan. You saw him on Bally Sports Detroit. Good man. Before I let you go, off of Cade last night, what type of level player do you think he's going to be? Because I'm starting to feel like could he be a Kawhi Leonard type guy in terms of talent? What level you think Cade will go to?
I mean, I understand all the Luka Doncic comparisons, somebody who's not going to blow you off the page with athleticism, just kind of a crafty player. I mean, I saw Troy Weaver coming in and raised some eyebrows, but, you know, he's such a good talent evaluator. For him to talk about his mind and how he sees the game and how he can play a lot faster than he really is because of the way he sees things, comparing him to Larry Bird, I thought that was a very interesting analogy. But if you look at today's game, I mean, I'll even go Jason Tatum. I mean, Jason Tatum is not a guy that's going to blow you away athletically in terms of the fast twitch muscles. He's not a Russell Westbrook type player, but he is so damn good with his craftiness and his shooting and the way he can get to an open spot and deliver the ball from an assist point of view. I mean, I think Jason Tatum is a fair comparison, and they're right about the same size too. So if the Pistons landed a Jason Tatum last night, and even better, Luka Doncic, you're talking about a franchise that's in great position here for the next 10 years to come.
All right, between Lions, Pistons, Tigers, Wings, who not wins a championship, who gets to a championship situation? So that would be the Super Bowl for the Lions. That would be the NBA Finals for the Pistons, Stanley Cup Final for the Wings, and the World Series for the Tigers. Who gets to the championship first?
Would you have to take my temperature if I said the Lions were going to win the Super Bowl first? I think you might.
No, I've been saying that all along in this conversation about this reloading, rebuilding the teams, that I think the Lions will be the closest right now.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to think it's going to be the Pistons because of their cap flexibility. Wow. And in the NBA, you've got 12 guys in essence on the roster. I know it's 15 now, but it's so much easier to make that leap once you get a transcendent player, which it looks like Cade Cunningham is, and building around him. And they're going to have some big-time free agent money to spend next summer to add a max player. I think they're ready to take the next jump, especially as the Lakers are going to be kind of near the end of their run given the age. The Nets are only going to be around for another year or two. The Bucks, same thing. I think with the timeline, I think the Pistons are going to have the best opportunity in the NBA to really make some noise here years from now.
Actually, though, when you look at like Montreal and what they did, Piston or the Wings owned them in the regular season. They end up having that deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It might be the Wings to get to a champ, to win a championship. I mean, Lions in a Super Bowl would be words can't describe it if that happened, Ryan. I mean, that would be. That's, I'll have to backtrack on the Lions. I'll switch to the Wings. Who could get to the championship?
And I don't think there's a wrong answer here. I mean, and that just goes to show you the state of Detroit sports right now that we're actually even having this conversation. Because we haven't been able to have these types of conversations in a long time. So all good things ahead. And I'm excited for you and everybody else in Michigan getting a chance to talk about this. And, you know, we're finally seeing a light here at the end of the tunnel.
How is Ryan Field not the mayor of New York City? Okay.
I could be running pretty soon here. I mean, it's not exactly a tough act to follow Bill de Blasio. So it can only go up from here.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, you're masking your kittens. If you live in Brooklyn, you're masking your kittens.
Hey, I just took a couple pictures and I was kissing babies here on the way to work. So look at you, Ryan Field. Already underway.
Ryan Field, a vote for Ryan is a vote for all New Yorkers. Oh, just think
about
that.
You're going to be my campaign manager. Oh, you could.
And what we could do is your actually campaign poster, we would impose a similar style like you right next to the Statue of Liberty.
I'm sure that would be a huge hit.
Oh, I got the line, too. Give New York City liberty. A vote for Field. I like it, Ryan.
I can't wait to see the posters, buddy. Okay. They're going to be headed.
Right, I'll send you the bill. We love you, my man.
Looking forward to it, man. Always a pleasure, and you guys take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, he's this positive in person, too. And the suits he wears must cost like $3,000.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We talked earlier this year about the year that Akil Badu is having, one of the greatest for a rookie in Tigers franchise history. Now let's talk about the fact that with the emergence of catcher Eric Haas, the Tigers have three legitimate candidates for American League Rookie of the Year. Haas, Badu, and Casey Mize. Haas is on a serious power roll right now. 9 home runs in his last 76 at-bats while taking over the mostly everyday catching duties. A.J. Hinch admits he and his staff probably overlooked Haas during spring training. Looked at him as a 25th, 26th man on the roster. Well, Haas now has 17 home runs in just 197 at-bats. He leads all American League rookies with an 854 OPS, and Badu is right behind him. Casey Mize leads all rookies with a 2.8 WAR. He is easily the best rookie pitcher in the American League. Three legitimate candidates for Rookie of the Year. One you saw coming, the other two kind of out of the blue.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay-and-play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay-and-play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need. Great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, all of you know it's my go-to sportsbook app, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook app. And speaking of America, our top athletes are over in Tokyo right now competing for the gold, and DraftKings has a medal-worthy offer just for Huge Show listeners. So here's what you need to do. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100 to 1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to have the chance to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And this is for a limited time only and only with my friends from DraftKings. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and older in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. Michigan company, all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay in our state. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Kate Cunningham, Isaiah Livers, Luca Garza, all introduced to the media in downtown Detroit. There's a great vibe on the future of the Pistons, and Cade Cunningham paid tribute to the Daly family because they allowed him to wear number 2. For 19 years old, he's already won over the state and the city. NBA, it's fantastic. How about Westbrook, LeBron, AD? Commissioner Silver last night did rule that the Lakers can use three basketballs during two quarters every game to get enough shots for Westbrook, James, and Davis. Jason Jackson with the Miami Heat Network. I think he's here to break the news. Am I correct or did I misread that?
That is still up for a vote by the Board of Governors. They've already had their summer meeting, so this will have to come up in the fall.
What do you? You know, I was really surprised, and I didn't see that coming. And I get the West Coast roots for Westbrook and being a former MVP and the Wizards. And there was talk they were going to dump Beal. Then there goes Westbrook. The big three, it was different because Bosch, Wade, and LeBron kind of had their defined roles. And I'm trying to figure out Westbrook, LeBron, and AD, if all healthy on the court at the same time. It's fantastic. But how does that translate to being a champion?
Yeah, that's Frank Vogel's job. You and I just get to sit back and nitpick, right? Like, it is... It took a minute, though. It took about 30 games for Wade and Bosch and James to kind of figure that all out. You know, they were all friends and had their Olympic experience and all-star experiences, and all that stuff is a little more friendly outside of that 82-game grind. So it takes a minute to find out. My gut is they'll figure it out. They're just really good players. Here's two things that I'll keep an eye on. Availability, right? There's obviously AD every year. Westbrook, the way he plays as he gets older, there'll be nicks and pops and don't play on back-to-backs and all that. I've decided that we all should proclaim that LeBron gets so many games off based upon years of service. So he's up to 18 games off. That's how it should just start.
That's kind of like
have LeBron.
Right.
So we can have LeBron as long as we want, right? Like,
right.
Each year, one more game.
That's kind of like your vacation schedule down there in South Florida right now with Heat TV.
Well put. And I'm not embarrassed by it. You're not going to make me feel bad.
No, if I put 30 years in the business, I don't get embarrassed about taking time off. I tell those kids, earn it, get off my lawn.
Exactly.
Earn it. You know, one thing about Westbrook, though, is that, you know, leading the NBA in assists three of the past four seasons, now with LeBron and AD, if all three are healthy, how do they not win 70 games?
It's if Westbrook adapts to the team versus what has happened for the majority of his career. Teams offensively have had to adapt to him and his desire to do it all, have the ball all the time, snatch rebounds out of people's hands. That's not essential in this space. This is, for him, probably better than his, you know, early 10s OKC teams. And that's all due respect to KD, but Harden hadn't quite become the Harden we know now on that team that won the Western Conference and lost to the Miami Heat in five games back in 2012. This is different. This is LeBron already coronated. This is AD already with his prince's crown. This is an understanding that if we can just play together, find some cohesion over 82, we're going to dominate the Western Conference. But I think what I said to you before is a major issue, availability. Then the next layer is, can you turn it down 1,000? They don't need 10 to 12 rebounds from Westbrook. They do need those assists, and they can use complementary scoring. That's a different role. Here's the thing, though. They did upgrade like hell at the point guard position. They did.
Right.
Lakers fans, don't think I'm saying they're not. But talk to me about winning over the last decade. Significant, impactful conference championship, NBA championship level winning. Westbrook has not been a part of that.
Will he share the rock? Because he just loves to take over, and he'll enjoy the 50-point night, push for 60, and... You know, sharing. That's why the first thing I posted on my social networks was good luck. There won't be enough shots or enough balls for those three. That was my first thought. Incredible talent, but how do they mesh?
They're older, so they won't be so petty that way, right? It's just whatever works.
Yeah,
it's going to be up to Russell to adapt
probably in a way that he hasn't had to up to this point in his career.
You have to defer to the king, and then AD, I mean, you know, staying healthy is a legitimate issue for him, and LeBron's not getting any younger. So on that note, I think, along with the three basketball rule, LeBron sent Russell Westbrook a note last night. I'll see you for the first playoff series. I'll be at the shop on HBO.
I'll meet you
there. He's not going to play a regular season game. You're right. When I say push for 75 wins, and if they were all just in their prime, but they're not. The reality is right. That team right there, and Westbrook and his addition was to try and win the West and win the NBA Finals. And they'll do as much as they have to in the regular season to maintain as much home court advantage. But I don't think they'll be concerned whether it's at Staples or on the road if they can win a series in the West.
If the three of those guys and complimentary shooters and defenders are a part of that and they make their way to the tournament healthy, it's a problem. Even for Brooklyn, it's a problem. That team should be led offensively and defensively by AD, if he can be healthy and play 60, 65 games, then it's LeBron being who LeBron is, which is everything, and then Russ doing whatever's necessary to elevate the team from there.
Can't wait to watch it. It's intriguing. It's another big three scenario. Hey, before I let you go, from the draft last night, who do you think in 5 years is an NBA superstar?
I love the kid that you have.
Cade Cunningham?
Name, Motorcade. Okay, already I'm in love, right?
Motorcade. The Motorcade
like
just pulled up.
I was coming on, his awareness of the city. That ain't got nothing to do with winning games or putting the ball in the basket, but endearing himself, recognizing that there's a vacuum that he can walk into day one and be amazing. And he has every skill. Right now, there's about three of them. I think Green has it. I'm keeping an eye on the kid who's going to Orlando from Gonzaga.
Suggs. Yeah.
I'm keeping an eye on him. I think he's special, and obviously people in Orlando do as well because it looked like Greg Anthony's boy was coming along nice. It looks like that Fultz is kind of settled, and they still went after this kid. So I think there's something there that is of the floor general variety that will begin their walk back to relevance. But you and those three picks led by Cunningham, I can't wait till Mays is on the microphone. I don't know what he's coming up with, but he better start with Motorcade when he brings him out that first night.
Oh, yeah. You need the limos pulling up. Like, it looks like a presidential motorcade, and it's Cade pulling up to, like, LCA in downtown Detroit, and then rev up everybody. I like that motorcade. Speaking of Detroit and the state of Michigan, Superfly Hayes, my producer, told me that you'll be in Michigan next week, a little rest and relaxation, food, golf, and chilling.
There's a little joint called, is it South Haven?
Yes. Beautiful.
I'm South Haven, I'm coming, and I'm bringing hell with me.
Well, you got golf, you got the beach, you got the water, you got great food down there. You'll have
There'll
good
be a
weather.
Couple days that I won't move an inch.
Where you'll just be chilling means you've parked yourself two places, on the beach, on a boat, or you parked your ass on a patio and you got a cooler and there's no reason to move, right?
There will be a shoulder, elbow, and wrist movement into the cooler, to my mouth, back to the cooler.
Yeah, back in the day, 20 years ago, man, you'd be going out every night, hanging out. Now it's like, I'm fine.
No days are over, brother. I'm coming up. I'm going to get this heat off me, and then off to Vegas for Summer League.
All right,
great from Grand Rapids. From the GRR.
GRR, man. This dude is like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Jason Jackson from the Miami Heat Network in Florida joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. JJ, always good to talk with you. Enjoy your time here in Michigan.
Can't wait.
All right, Jason Jackson. Why didn't I offer up golf? And why didn't I offer up? We'll have to call him back. I'll see if he's going to be around. I'll take him out golfing one morning. I can drive South Haven's like an hour and 10 from here. We'll do that. I'll figure out a course that is down there by South Haven. Yeah, we'll call him back. I need to do that. I missed it. The window right there, live on air. If he said no to me, then I'm a loser. It's not like I'm asking him out on a date. Do you want to go golfing? Be my treat. Thanks for coming on the show. We have one final segment straight ahead. And also, I remind everybody that XFC Fight Night 45 is 1 week from tonight on the west side of the state at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids. You'll see some of the best MMA fighters from around the world. And they're going to showcase the homecoming for Michigan-based fighters. Myron Malotki, who is the XFC president, calls West Michigan home. And this is a worldwide organization seen on Fox Sports. Their fights, over, what, 400,000 follow them on Facebook. Get your tickets now, XFC Fight Night 45 at DeltaPlex.com. Or the Deltaplex Arena box office on the west side of the state. I do have the info and some videos and everything. I had Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, XFC Fight Night 45. Some of the best MMA fighters in the world. The up-and-comers, the champs. It's going to be a big night. And on Thursday night, which is August 5th, 6:30, the weigh-in press conference is free and open to the public at the Deltaplex Arena, northwest side of GR. But get your tickets right now at DeltaPlex.com or the Deltaplex Arena box office.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, one of the best in the business. I opened the show talking about Michigan is going to require all students, faculty, and staff to be fully vaccinated before the fall semester, but visitors, including those going to the Big House or any other outdoors Michigan athletic event, you won't need to be vaccinated. Now, Michigan State came out with their updated COVID-19 requirements about an hour ago, or within the hour. All individuals are required to wear masks indoors beginning August 1st in all campus buildings and other MSU facilities. That's indoors, nothing about outdoors. Also, all students, faculty, and staff are required to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by August 31st. So no mention for outdoors. So I assume, as is right now, that fans will be able to pack Spartan Stadium. That's what I take from the latest from Michigan State. And Michigan basically said that earlier today. The question is, the medical science and data, all they say is about the Delta variant or COVID cases, you need to provide the science and data when making these decisions at all levels, everywhere in America. 24/7, all of our podcasts, all of our interviews are free. You can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.